Okay, talking ahead. Continuation. Well, you know, we sat there, me and some friends, talking about this, and one side gave the mainstream, I would say NATO-produced version of what's going on in the world today, because, you know, the media will look at national television and radio and the newspapers, you know, the established media. They echo the so-called news, whatever, true or false, that come from huge news bureaus, as they're called, like AT and so on. Who are, well, owned by Americans. Which was pointed out by the other side. That just said plainly that the problem in the world today, the main problem, in all honesty, seems to be that the great empire over there in the West has gone a bit nuts. I mean, look at the presidents there nowadays. And the Congress members. Well, according to generally reliable sources, they are basically all bought by lobbyists, probably dominated by the military-industrial complex and the Zionists. And you know, of course, then that side got accused of being anti-Semitic, but you know, there's a whole bunch of Jews out there who also don't like Zionism, which is a nationalist movement thriving on Judaism, you could say, and living within it. Just like basically all religions have their nationalist movements taking advantage of the religious votes from the religious community, which is powerful, you know. So it's, we can go on and on, but it's so complex, so it just gets boring after a while. So when the two sides there around the table started arguing, well, I was there and I just finally said that, hey, please stop, I can't take this anymore. Now we are fighting. But isn't that the problem? That we tend to be fighting instead of having constructive, wise dialogue for how to make peace here, make things good again here. And that's where we are here now. Let's be friends. We may have different opinions there around the table or around the world. But as I often said, and which I think I said then, I think we should cooperate around that which we agree upon, rather than quarreling around that which we disagree upon. What's the best way to spend your time and energy and resources? On making people in all nations, ordinary people like you and me, getting a decent life, a home, and decent income, a job, education, Medicare, all those things that I realize I am basically spoiled with, because that's what I grew up with here in Sweden. But you see, that also means that I can see, and many with us here, I think many all over the world today, and if you can't, then we'll try to help you here, that this could be possible for all of us human beings on this planet could have such a decent life. There's more than enough money for that, more than enough food and resources, if they were just distributed and shared fairly, wisely, honestly. Is that such a big problem? Is that such a controversial thing to agree upon? Now, I think, to be really honest, well, we're there around the table again, and discussion went well so far, that far, that one side said that, well, you know, the BRICS, the SEO, if you Westerners even know what they are, but they are, you could say, two sides of, one is the trading side, BRICS, and the other one is the security side, whatever that means, of the Eurasia, or as it has become more, the southern globe, which basically consists of more than half of the Earth's population, and incidentally most of those nations and people. That were and still are, as we shall see, victims of colonialization. More about that next episode.